There was a movie a number of years ago about a man who was a newspaper reporter, and his life was falling apart, and he has a chance encounter with God. The movie is called Bruce Almighty. And for a brief moment, God, who is Morgan Freeman, gives to Bruce, who is Jim Carrey, all of the powers which God has. Because Bruce thinks to himself, I can do a better job of what God can do. So God gives him his powers, and God goes on a vacation. Now, Bruce expects that since he is now God Almighty, everything is going to be perfect. So he gets back his job. He gets back his girlfriend that he had broken up. He gets back everything that he wants. But then something happens that he did not expect. He didn't expect everyone in the world to expect him to be God. So he starts hearing all of these prayers of people who are calling out to God, asking for God's deliverance. He starts to hear and see all the difficulties in this world, all the problems, all the trials and the tribulations, and he finds himself unexpectedly concerned and aware of what is going on in this world. He expected it to be easy. He expected it to be fun. He expected to get whatever he wanted. But he found out that it was entirely different. It was hard. It wasn't what he expected. He didn't expect to care about all these people. He didn't expect the unexpected. Just as it was for him, so too was it was for the people of the first century. They didn't expect Jesus Christ. Out of our text from Isaiah, it tells us what they were expecting. They were expecting God to rip open heaven and to come down. They were expecting the mountains to shake and to quake. As fire engulfs dry wood, they expected God to engulf the world, to boil the seas. They expected the nations to shake and tremble at God's presence. They expected God's enemies to get what they thought they deserved. But they got the unexpected. God did come down, but without the fanfare. In the quiet of a night, in a stable of all places. No fires, no floods, no earthquakes. God came down as a small and rather insignificant baby, born of a woman, adopted son of a poor carpenter. Needless to say, Jesus was not what the people expected from their almighty God. And so they stumbled and they tripped because he was not what they expected, nor, quite frankly, was he what they wanted. Well, I wonder, as we begin our season of Advent and preparation, I wonder what we expect of our God. Do we expect the heavens to be torn asunder, to be ripped as a piece of fabric, or the earth to shake when he comes down from heaven? Do we expect the fires of judgment to consume our enemies, whoever those enemies are? Do we expect the seas to boil with the heretics and the unrighteous with the sinners? Maybe, maybe not. But I would still venture a guess that we do not expect the Jesus that God gives to us. We want God to be big, and yet God came into our world small. We want God to be obvious. Tell me, God, what you want. God hides in a watering trough of all places. We beg for forgiveness, and God gives it to us more than we know, more than we ask for, more than we deserve. But then why do we beg forgiveness for ourselves, and yet we want God to smite those that have sinned against us? We are hard-hearted people, stubborn, defiant, rebellious, manipulative, and that's before I get out of bed. And God hides from us. But yet, those might be our expectations for God, and yet God meets none of them. God is not big and obvious. God is at work in the small, quiet things of our world. God forgives all, not just his favorites, those who are wealthy, those who are moral, those who are good, those who have no tattoos or piercings or failures or falling shorts. God's blanket of mercy falls on everyone, and no one is kept out. God doesn't play favorites, even though we might expect him to. And perhaps the greatest unexpected expectation is that God does come down to you and to me. But the greatest unexpectedness is that he didn't just come down to you. God became you. You see, God came into our world to become us, to bring joy where there is none, to bring patience, because I can't wait for the bloody red light to change. God brings righteousness, because there is a whole lot of things in this world unrighteous. The good news of our unexpectations is that God became the sinner, not having any sins of his own, but God became the sinner because he took ours. God came down to become us, so that we might have the opportunity to become like him, so that there might be forgiveness for our sins, so that there might be newness of life for us to walk in, so that there might be a second chance, or a third, or fourth, or fifth, or nth chance. Our God came down, but it ain't like we thought God should have come down. God came down as Jesus of Nazareth to blow us out of the water. So, my friends, we make a grave error when we think we can put God into a corner or God into a box this season beyond all seasons. If we think we've got God figured out, then maybe there is a problem with what we expect of our God. Because I'm pretty sure Mary didn't expect Gabriel or to get pregnant. She didn't have it plugged into her eye schedule, did she? Gonna get pregnant here by the Holy Spirit. You're late. Do you really think the shepherds were expecting the fireworks? They were floored. What about the angelic chorus? Yeah, that was what I thought was going to happen. And yet, our God always seems to do the unexpected. So what are you expecting this Christmas? A tree? A few candles? A few songs that we sing every year? Do you have to sign those Christmas cards? Have you decorated your house? Have you baked the pie that you're going to give to your pastor? Or are you unexpecting the miracle of Christmas? The unexpected gift of a baby born to a mother floored that she was going to be the mother of God. Or the shepherds floored when the glory of God appears around them. Or the unexpected innkeeper finding a refugee family at their doorstep. Chances are, in the hands of our God, Christmas is really about unexpected wonders, to be filled with a sense of awe about the work of our God. Because if you think God is going to come down one way, rest assured God is going to come down in a way we don't expect. Perhaps then we were always meant to be a people who live by faith, looking for the unseen hand of our God at work in our relationships, in our communities, in the generosity that falls upon those that are in need, for the love of brother to sister, from coworker to coworker, from neighbor to neighbor, the forgiveness, the ceasing of war around Christmas. Perhaps Christmas was always meant to be about those things, remembering God's unexpected blessings, more so than it's about all of this stuff. So, my friends, this season and every season after, it isn't about controlling God or putting God into our box or expecting the things we always expect. When God comes down, God always does this to our world. So let us look for the hand of God and see the unexpected things that God is doing. The good news told to those who need it, the forgiveness offered and given and accepted by those who need it, the peace of mind and heart and body and spirit, the healing, the joy, the love, the mercy. But perhaps most importantly, this Advent season, maybe we should be reminded by the words of Isaiah that God is our Father. We are His children, and God always seems to do the unexpected. So let us this day and every day afterwards not look with our eyes, but let us listen to our ears and hear the promises of God. I am still with you, and I am still hard at work. Let us believe those words, and let us see the hidden hand of God, and it might, just at long last, be a Christmas worth celebrating. Amen.